Oh. Oh, shoot. Love you guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. 7:06. Happy solar eclipse day.
Happy eclipse day. Happy stare at the sun day.
Somebody there?
Who's yeah, that? You can't see anything in those glasses.
Who's
can
there?
You?
Who's speaking to me right now?
The sun. My day.
I have my solar eclipse protective gear straight from China on my eyes, and I can't see anything right now. This is literally blacked out film.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see if it works. Are you going to stare at the sun?
Who said that?
I can't even hear myself. Am I talking? Am I here?
Happy Monday, everyone.
Monday.
Today's the day
of
the solar. The solar eclipse is coming somewhere. I can't see it anywhere. I think you have to be out. Don't you have to be outside with the sun?
You're supposed to be outdoors during the eclipse when you stare at the sun. When you put those glasses on.
What time?
Good question.
Does the solar eclipse
three-ish?
No. Three-ish. No, I think that's wrong. I saw one-ish.
Well, it just depends on where you are. So it's going to start at 11.
This is going to go terrible.
In Mexico, and then it'll go to Texas, and then it'll end in Maine around 3. Excuse me.
So the eclipse is
around
on tour?
Around 3:30.
It's on tour right now?
Yeah, it's just taking a quick trip over the U.S.
It's like a straight line, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's the U.S. tour. It's going to start in the North American tour is starting in Mexico, and then...
See, but I thought we saw the same sun.
It is the same sun, but you know how the Earth moves around?
I've heard of it.
The sun?
It's flat, though.
The Earth moves around the sun. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about the flat stuff another day. That's not today. We'll save that for Earth Day.
Okay. That's coming up.
Yeah. And so as the Earth goes... As the Earth turns in a circle because it rotates, and it also goes around the sun. But as it rotates, that's the 24-hour day. So,
who said that? But seriously, the around here, I think like we can start visually seeing the eclipse. It's like 1:52 or something like that.
Oh, okay, maybe. Yeah, I don't know how long it takes it to do its full transition.
Can you look it up? I can't see. I need somebody to look it up for me. Also, I'm also going to need someone to read the time to me today.
Oh, yes.
Because I can't see my watch.
You're wearing those all day.
Horse. Bill, how was your weekend? Are you doing anything right now? What are you up to?
Just working.
Hey, man.
How are you?
How was your weekend?
It was really good.
It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, did you have a good weekend?
It was the weather. You know, we didn't do a whole lot. It's actually first day back from spring break, right? So it's, we didn't go anywhere. Like for spring break, we kind of hung out the house. And in fact, Demi kept the kids home all week. We just spent a lot of time outside past few days. I cut the grass again. Gosh, my lawn is looking good. Shout out Jason Drum. I got the greenest grass in my neighborhood right now. No joke.
That's great.
My mom, she likes to like pick on me for the grass. We don't agree eye to eye on stylistically on everything, mm-hmm. right? So like when she sees the grass, she's like, "Ugh, you need to change this." And I'm like, "I don't want to change it." Well, there's these people that come around the hood that it's called it's a local company that comes and sprays some additional stuff. I don't want to like throw them under the bus, so I'm not gonna say anything. But they came by and you know they try to like get you the spray so mm-hmm. that way you can, you know, sign up for their services, right? I said, "Your lawn is green. You don't need anything." I said "You're darn right.
You don't even go to the school."
I used Jason Drum seed on my lawn and now it's the greenest in the neighborhood. So shout out to Drum Landscape Supply. Located in Statesville, making my grass the greenest ever this spring. I tried to tell everybody in the fall. Bill, didn't I try to tell? I tried to tell them.
Yeah, you tried to tell them in the fall.
I did, when you're supposed to put seed down.
That's when you have to put the seed down?
Yeah.
Is the eclipse going to affect your grass growing?
That's a fair question. How's your timeline look, by the way? With
my
eclipse?
Timeline is just eclipse memes. Just funny stuff about the eclipse.
Real quick.
How's that muffin?
Is there an inordinate amount of blueberries
There's
inside?
Quite a lot of blueberries in that muffin.
I feel like I've got some blueberries with a side of bread that I'm eating right now.
Those are chock full of blueberries.
More than a muffin, a blueberry muffin. But yeah. I didn't have I had some things on the eclipse. But, you know, my timeline might look a little different than yours. I think just a smidgen different. It's probably, like, pretty close. Mine was a lot of doomsday stuff. There's, like, a lot of, like, worry about today. Like, I don't know what's going to happen, but there's a lot of people tripping on the day today.
Just because of the eclipse?
I guess. The eclipse... You know, you got Iran going on, which is crazy. You got the oil reserve thing. I don't know. There's like, you know, it's like a parlay, you know, like it just takes, you just got to hit one on three and you're getting double. You know what I mean? Like that kind of math.
What's the parlay for the eclipse?
Well, it's going to happen. It's just going to happen.
Oh, that is just going to happen?
Yeah.
There's no extra.
So I think that's the easy one. You know, like how you get like a freebie in multiple choice? That's the, like the eclipse is going to happen.
That's a gimme.
That's math.
Yeah. But what are the other ones? Like is.
Like Iran's going to blow up the world.
Something else. And then, earthquake at the same time.
Oh, did you see the earthquakes over the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy. California. Where else? Taiwan obviously did last week. I think it was a place in South America that had a earthquake. And then New York.
New York had one, yeah.
That's crazy that New York did.
Mm-hmm.
The memes were funny, though, from the New York one.
Yeah, I think the New York one, too, was just real mild. Kind of like the ones that we've had here before.
The
where you're like,
dream.
Did the earth move? I think so. And then you Google it, and you're like, oh, yes, it did.
Who said that?
Was it crazy?
Is this mom feels squishy too? This is like abnormally like
sensory day.
Outer shell.
Are you going?
Oh my. What's next? We've got today we do have Mayor Clark Anthony Roberts, Mayor Clark of the town of Huntersville, as well as town manager of the town of Huntersville, Anthony Roberts. They've got groundbreaking going on the new town hall. Big deal because, you know, look, and we've said it, and I feel bad saying it. You know, we said it to 760 Craftworks last week. You know, Huntersville's ranked last as far as downtowns. As far right. as we surveyed the entire Lake Norman area, got 100% feedback, and unfortunately, as is today, but there's hope for the future.
Mm-hmm.
And the groundbreaking is one of the first of many steps because they already have a plan, so I can't say it's like the first step. Like, the first step would just be like having a meeting. They've had a meeting. They've actually got some plans in place. It looks cool.
Well, that's what, just to be clear, we did not survey all of Lake Norman.
100%.
Whatever we thought in our minds. But once your coffee.
No. Oh, no.
That's your, yeah, dump. Oh, gosh, this is going to go great.
Go ahead.
When we did post that clip, though, people who lived in Huntersville agreed that they should be last. And the only other, they were like, yeah, no, we're last. But there are plans in place.
So Huntersville conceded.
Yeah.
Residents of Huntersville conceded.
Yeah, but they know that there's a plan in place and they're moving up.
We like plans.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, Mayor Clark, Anthony Roberts, excited to hear what the plans are and the groundbreaking. Do you think they're going to keep some of the... Do you keep the dirt when you do the groundbreaking?
Mm.
You put it in like a little jar?
Would you keep some dirt?
I got... I did get a jar from North Wilkesboro Speedway when they did the repaving. I got me a jar of asphalt sitting in the lobby.
I thought it was from the moonshine.
Well,
did you get a jar of that too?
I think the jar was from the moon shining. This doesn't, something doesn't feel right on this.
You're
How's
opening
that?
Your banana from
How's
the wrong
that
end. That's the wrong side to open the banana.
No, this is the right side.
No.
This is how the monkeys do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's the way you open a banana.
Well, I'm trying to learn something from them. You know, okay. This is definitely the side they do it. You open your banana from stem
side.
Yeah,
open it from the top.
Stem side.
Yeah.
No, that's
side.
Not right.
The right side.
No. That's you got to do it for the bottom.
Okay.
Try today. When's the last time you ate a banana?
I don't know.
You a big banana person?
Yeah, I like bananas. But
they got potassium.
They're good for you, I know.
There was one thing that...
That banana looks...
Something ain't feeling right on this part of it. Like, this part feels fine. Once I get lower, it's good.
I would take that bottom part off, I think.
The little nub? Is there a little nub going
on
there?
Yeah, it's a little mushy.
There's a little mush nub.
Do you like mushy bananas?
I like overripe bananas in my banana bread, not in my mouthicle.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's better.
What was it I was saying? Who's there?
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, I know that sound. That means we're coming up on a break. How long I got?
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. 7:18. Sweet relief. Good thing that eclipse only happens once every 58 years or something like that.
We just had one like, 6 years ago?
You got your eyelashes done over the weekend, I can tell. They are full.
You like them?
Do you like them? Do you like them? You got them refilled.
Obsessed. You love them.
Just blinking an abnormal amount of times today, the whole day?
All day.
Oh, gosh. Somebody help me. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise with Jeff in the HOV lane. Jeff, good morning to you. Happy Eclipse Day, sir.
Oh, good morning, Justin and Maney. There's no accidents to report right now. 77 from Statesville south to Charlotte. Traffic's picking up a little bit, but everything's flowing at this point. 77 northbound from Charlotte to Statesville. The things were, again, was a little pocket, some heavy traffic, but things were moving. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville area, haven't heard of any issues. I do have a question for both of you this morning.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm driving down 77 southbound, and the electronic signs are saying emergency stops only, solar eclipse 2 to 4. Are they expecting people to say, like, honey, it's the solar eclipse, let's get out and on 77 and watch it for a while? I thought it was pretty interesting to have signs about the solar eclipse.
Yeah,
what are your thoughts on that?
I rented a space. I actually got just between 28 and 30, the bridge, slot 45. That's where you'll find me at about, I'm allowed to park there 1:45, Jeff, so just be careful in the afternoon.
Okay, I thought you might have started a side business and wanted to rent out.
It's actually not a bad deal.
Not a bad idea.
That's not bad, Jeff. We appreciate you, sir. Hope you had a great weekend. Yeah, so are we anticipating a bunch of craziness on the roads there? Are you one of those, or are you thinking it's a normal day out there?
I think it'll be a normal day, but, you know, you never know. It seems like there's some people that are, like, going over the top with the eclipse. So hopefully everybody will be safe and smart and use some kind of protection to look if they're going to look up and to see it.
Lesson learned on that one, Jeff. We appreciate you. RideICATS.com, alternative transportation. We'll talk to you at 8:15, Jeff.
All right. Have a great morning.
You too, sir. RideICATS.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell down to the city of Charlotte. That's a good point Jeff brings up. Maybe this is a way. Did we have a missed opportunity from the DOT to rally back some of those dollars we need for all these road improvements we're doing? Could have rented out some slots.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day.
Today's word of the day brought to you by Merlefest. Merlefest. April 25th through the 28th up at Wilkes Community College. It's getting close.
It's only a couple of weeks away.
I know. I remember when it was literally months away.
And now, before you know it, it's here.
Just like the solar eclipse.
It's same month.
Yep.
This month.
Yeah.
Today's both events. Word of the day is fatuous. Fatuous.
Fatuous. Obsessed with.
For those
infatuous.
Following along, we're dealing with an adjective here. It's F-A-T-U-O-U-S. Fatuous.
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 It's an adjective, so it's descriptive. Do you want to be fatuous?
It depends.
Okay. Could be?
Yeah, could be. Could
not
be.
Necessarily a negative.
Could be a negative, though, too.
Mm. Okay. Okay. All yeah. Right. Maybe I don't want to be.
Right. Our hopes for an apology and a reasonable explanation for the error were met with fatuous platitudes.
Hit me with platitudes? You couldn't give me an easier one after.
What does platitudes mean? A lot? A bunch?
Fake.
Justin and Mamie's hosting on Good Morning LKN is never fatuous, as they keep their audience engaged with insightful commentary and entertaining discussions.
Crusty.
I was going to say boring.
No, not necessarily boring.
No.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, wait. Let me get one more
not
guess.
Not enjoyable.
Mm, oh, that's pretty good. Non-entertaining.
Nope.
Mm. Lack of entertainment.
To describe something such as an idea or remark as fatuous is to say that it is foolish or silly rather than sensible or logical.
Cool. Krusty could have fit that one.
Or Krusty.
Krusty.
Yeah.
So wait, the definition is silly?
To describe something such as an idea or a remark as fatuous is to say that it is foolish or silly.
Foolish. We don't like that. Yeah.
So maybe those signs saying pull over. for the solar eclipse would be considered a bit of a fatuous remark here in Charlotte.
Do you think it was an April Fool's joke?
No, it's on live.
Right now?
Yeah.
It's April
8th. And it's not April 1st anymore. So it can't be an April Fool's joke.
Correct.
It wouldn't make sense. Although businesses are doing it before April Fool's now.
It's not a joke. It's just a silly thing to do.
Who logically would do it?
Right. Well, I mean, I'm sure everybody's going to do it. If we're on air, I'm stepping outside to see the solar eclipse. Like, miss a break or not.
It's on the calendar.
It's a big deal.
Bill's going to break in. Hey, you guys. Everybody go outside.
That's right.
See you in 5 minutes.
Right.
You know what is a big deal? It's the first day back from spring break. And who we got to give love to are teachers.
Mm-hmm.
WSIC has the Teacher of the Month contest going on right now. And it's every month. So last month, for the month of March, shout out to
Moyer.
Miss Moyer. That's right. Sorry. From Shepherd Elementary. Had a little bit of a brain
first day back from
eclipse.
Spring break.
Yeah. Brain eclipse. I had a brain eclipse there for a moment. So, you know, this is a very special day in teachers' hearts because this is when parents all return with all of their excited children who for the past week have had zero schedule of sleep, zero dietary restrictions, and get unleashed into the world of education, back into the wild with the teachers. And so we figure why not show some more love to teachers.
And our sweet teachers, that last little bit after spring break too, that's a rough one.
I think Demi's doing not that she's counting, 35 school days, I think, left for her school, give or take, something like that. It's a very small number.
Yeah.
It's only in the double digits.
Katie's done in a month.
Can you believe it?
Yeah. She's done with school in 1 month.
And then you're going to write a book? Memoir?
I'm going to write a book.
Are you? You are?
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay,
that's
sure.
I look forward
Why
to
not?
It. Yeah, sure. Looking forward to reading it or listening to the audio tape. It'll be really good.
It'll be that. What if you just wrote an audio book? Like, no, I'm not going to read a book, so I'm just going to write an audio book.
It's probably been done.
I'm going to do that.
You can get like...
TM.
Oh.
Called it.
Be careful with those TMs out there. You got to be careful with those. But WSICnews.com, WSIC News on Instagram, LKN Memes on Instagram. You can sign up for Teacher of the Month. Sign up your teacher that you know of, that you care for. Or if you are a teacher and you need some love because ain't nobody showing you no love right now, that's okay. We'll
that's
show
right.
you love.
That's right.
$50 gift certificate to Nina's Boutique for the winner. Also, free gentle whitening treatment to Brighter Smiles of Davidson. Appreciate both of them supporting the teachers around the world. Around our area, around the world.
Around the Lake Norman world.
Around
which
the
is the
Lake
only place
Norman
I ever go anyway, so it world. Might as well be the world.
Did you go anywhere for spring break outside of Lake Norman?
No, I went to Charlotte a couple times, and I stayed here, and that's it. I didn't go anywhere else.
And how was Charlotte still surviving okay?
Charlotte's still there, still doing its thing. I don't fit in.
At all? To any part? You don't think you can like you can identify of any part
know.
Of Charlotte?
I just feel so, I feel so comfortable here that when I go there, I just feel, you ever feel out
it's
of your element?
Vibe. Sure.
Out of your, especially in South End, when I was down in South End. Mm. Just feel old and not cool.
It's where all the young kids are living now?
Yeah, everybody's in their 20s. And
fresh out of college.
They're all in their workout gear. They don't have to wear like work clothes to work. They just wear, you know, they don't have to do business casual. They're all in just Lulu.
That's work.
And so me, like, just
work to get me into it.
Yeah, even me walking in jeans, it's like, oh, I can tell how old you are.
Overdressed. I don't know if necessarily clothes make me feel. I mean, clothes are more of like, I don't know how. Clothes don't necessarily, in my mind, make me feel older. I just feel like I'm. What makes me older about clothes is I feel so disconnected from the trends even more, I guess. You know what I mean? Forget like the fact of it being, I don't care about the brands, right? Like the brands,
right.
I mean, it could be, you know, $12 joggers. I don't know. Is joggers a thing?
That's still a thing, yeah.
Is that Lulu pants?
Lulu makes joggers, yeah. They do. I have some. Yeah, they make them.
What's the common, is it just spandex, the common?
Straight legging, I think.
Leggings. That's
yeah,
that's
what
the
pants
common
and joggers are coming back into.
They're coming back?
Yeah, they're coming
they're
back.
They're making a run?
Mm-hmm.
Get it?
But, when Katie looks at me and says, that is the most millennial outfit I've ever seen.
Oh!
I was like, I mean, I'm on brand at least. I'm staying true to myself.
That's fair.
I'm just going to be me.
Mm.
That's something about being in your 40s. You just embrace
it. You just let it be?
You just say, this is who I am. And
I feel like I do that for the most part. Yeah. Although sometimes I don't know. Sometimes I say things that I think I've made you cringe a couple of times.
Oh, yeah. Well.
that's all part of the game.
It is. It's part of it.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to ask you if you went to McDonald's this weekend.
Well, it's funny you say that because yeah. I was going to ask
you.
You're
going to ask the same thing?
I didn't. Well, kind of. I was on exit 23. Did you see all of the, you know, they're doing the diverging diamond
right.
at 23. And then they're working on 21, right? North and south, which is Statesville.
Right. There's not an exit 21. We're talking about the road that's
Highway
called 21. Highway 21, Statesville.
Right. Is it Highway 21 or US 21?
Who knows?
Okay. It's Statesville Road.
Yeah.
Which ends at exit 28, but goes south all the way to
the QT.
Charlotte. Yeah. Somewhere. Well, that's the north
side. Oh, the other side, yeah.
And then it picks up again after Davidson.
Correct.
And then it keeps going. Anyway, a lot of construction going on there. And I pass by, you know, on 23, there's a McDonald's there. And I think to myself, is McDonald's doing anything for the solar eclipse? No, they're not doing anything new for the solar eclipse that I know of. But they are remixing their menu.
They're doing a crazy remix.
You said it's been like 14 years since you've been to McDonald's.
It has not been that long. I just don't eat there regularly. I did pop into Wendy's over the weekend and it was fantastic.
What?
It was a good day at Wendy's. Yeah.
Throw that one out
there. That was a good one. But so McDonald's is going to remix their menu. So they're going to put things together, like mix ingredients from different items. So they get the apple pie McFlurry, which I could probably go for.
But hold on. On the rest of these, it does seem like possibly the names might help getting people back.
You think?
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN on WSIC. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:34. Happy Solar Eclipse Day. And first day back from spring break. Plenty to do as we get closer and closer to summertime. One of the things happening very soon, the groundbreaking for the brand new Huntersville Town Hall. Joining us now in studio, Mayor Christy Clark and Town Manager Anthony Roberts. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
You both have been in here multiple times now, so this isn't like, you know.
It's my first time, though, with them.
With them.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
That's true.
That's
yeah,
right.
It's our home away from home.
Yeah. Great to meet you guys.
What's going on in Huntersville? Anything fun? I just drove, you know, a few orange cones this weekend. Didn't seem like too much happening down there. You guys getting boring and stale now at this point, or what? What's going on?
Well, you know, everything is teed up to get started. Groundbreaking on the town hall. And if you drive by town hall, you will see that there's big fences up. There's big equipment there, and they've removed a lot of trees for the BMP. And so, it is things are really big happening. It's like the first domino, and hopefully a series of dominoes that help grow our downtown.
It's been a process, right, to get to this point now of finally breaking the ground, Mayor. Since you've been elective, what's kind of been the pieces that you guys and Anthony have been filling the team's been filling the gaps on?
Yeah, well, it started with, you know, making the final decision on where the town hall was actually going to be. And
that seems important.
Yeah, it was. That was a big part. That's a big part, yeah. And once, you know, this board and this group of people were like, we're going to make a decision, we're going to put a stake in the ground, and we're going to go for it. And the groundwork had been laid by the board before us, and so we just picked up where they had left off and went ahead with a plan. And so it's very exciting to have that on the horizon.
It's pretty wild, and it's here
Friday.
Already. Time yeah. flies,
yes.
right? Anthony, what's
yeah.
been your favorite part about the process?
Well, I mean, you know, multiple boards have come in, and this kind of, as the mayor said, kind of moved and shifted to maybe different spots. But this mayor and board were thrust into it as soon as they got in office, had to make a huge decision on a $30 million project. So $30 million project, you know, with a $110 million budget, you know, sometimes that may mean you have to look at a possible tax increase with all the other things going on. So for them to come in day one, jump right on it, get all the facts, you know, jump in their seats and then make a decision like that to, hey, we got to move forward. Very impressive.
Downtown is a big conversation in general, right? Everyone's downtown. Everybody's working on it. The thriving kind of economies that come from a good downtown. Give us kind of like in 10 years from now, Mayor Clark, 10 years from now, what do you visualize downtown Huntersville looking like?
Well, gosh, I hope it looks like a downtown where there's families and people walking everywhere and businesses and restaurants where you can actually go and sit down and have a meal. The sliver of grass that doesn't have anything on it will will have something, whether it's going to have something on it, whether that's going to, that's part of my mission. And it's going to be just a beautiful place to be, and just a welcoming and place that people want to call home and come back to over and over. That's what it's going to be. It is going to be that.
Something unique from last week. So we had 760 Craftworks in here last week, and they're celebrating. They've got a Lagerfest coming up in May.
The first weekend of May.
And what a great facility and what they've done, right? Taking the old police station and now making it into this brewery. But one of the things that got brought up during the conversation, which I thought was unique for Huntersville as compared to some of the other local municipalities, you guys have a wonderful parking deck. You've got actual places for people to park.
We do.
Very unique for the downtown areas. Yeah.
Yeah, free parking. Yeah, and I always tell people who are interested in building something in downtown Huntersville, go to 760 and see the bar they set, because they set the bar really high. Yeah. And so I expect people to go above at that bar or above when they come to us with ideas. So
it's a high bar.
It's a high bar. Yeah.
And then right behind 760, this is where I'm wondering, or maybe we'll see this in the future. There's like a pickleball court right there. Like, isn't there one like right behind there?
Absolutely.
Are we going to put pickleball in the middle of downtown Huntersville as well, just for everyone to watch the whole day and play?
Oh, I don't think so. Now, Commissioner Walsh, that is his favorite hobby. Yes. And as the first thing he does every single day. Now, he might argue with us on that issue, but no.
He's a big pickleball guy.
He's a big pickleball guy. Yes.
So budget season's upon us as well. Does that play into the town hall this year and the downtown plan? Tell us kind of maybe some of those things in the works that you can share. I know you can't share anything, but just give us some you can.
We're actually, getting started on that. So, but it is going to, build a town hall. We have bonds for parks and greenways and roads on there. We've created a municipal fire department. You know, we have a lot of things going. We're going to hire some more police officers. And so our budget conversations are going to be intense and serious, but it's really laying the groundwork for the Huntersville we want it to be. And it starts with this board and this budget season.
Anthony, you mentioned taxes before, you know, number of units and the way you calculate taxes and all that, and Huntersville's growing, right? All of that comes into play. So where's your mind at on this kind of stuff? Because you got to look at both the big picture and the little picture. So I don't know how you get any sleep, but beyond that, give me a rundown.
Mayor and board have been great. You know, we went to a budget retreat here recently, and you know, that sort of sets the groundwork for the budget and, you know, starts those conversations. And as the mayor said, there are two big pictures, you know, $30 million town hall, which is underway. And then the voters approved $58 million worth of bonds. So, you know, you're talking $88 million worth of projects. And so those are the key huge components. And then, as mayor said, there's also police officers and, you know, different staffing and different things we've got to deal with. So we've started the groundwork. We have another budget work session coming up here in the next week, and things are moving along fine, but obviously we've got to pay for those. As I said earlier, $110 million budget, talking about $88 million we're talking about in just these multiple projects, capital projects, and there are other capital projects besides those. But the good thing is the voters have approved those. You know, they're behind it. They understand it. When we had the voter approval for those bonds, you know, we talked about at least a 2.8% tax increase. 2.8 cents, not percent.
That
is slightly different.
Yes.
Hugely
the equation's
different.
A little, yeah.
So, yeah. Not percent, 2.8 cents. So that was clearly stated with those bonds that, you know, you have to pay for those.
Oh, yeah.
That's
because it's
debt
in essence, right? That's what it is. You're utilizing and coming up with a borrowing power that you can as a town and as a municipality to put forth these projects. Obviously, the people they voted for it, so you could de facto say they cared and they wanted it enough. Mm-hmm. The lead-up process to it, kind of what's the planning been like for now? Do those dollars have to get spent immediately, or how long do you guys have to spend those dollars?
So it can be extended, but typically it's 7 years once you issue those bonds, but you can extend those out 10 years, and you can issue those bonds in multiple phases. You know, what you don't want to do is take and issue all $58 million and you're just sitting there twiddling your thumbs.
Yeah.
You know, that's... You know, one, you cannot do that because ultimately you don't want to pay interest on that if you're not doing anything. And then two, your clock starts ticking. So you think about those things. We'll start to have those discussions on when we issue. We're talking about that during the budget process. But we'll probably get through the budget and then we'll really focus on, okay, when do we want to issue those? If I had to guess, that would be before the end of this calendar year. And then really focus on the projects and the timing of what's teed up first and what comes later, because all of those projects, especially road projects, it doesn't happen okay, let's just go start paving the road. You got to design, engineer.
I'll grab my Toro. Right away.
Yeah, right. We'll give everybody in the room a shovel and we'll go to it. Yeah. I wish it worked that easy.
Yeah, that's right.
One of the things I imagine that's part of the conversation and kind of our local area around Lake Norman, the state, the country, kind of everybody got caught up in this kind of price increase on labor, price increase. It's almost like there's a fear, I would imagine, on anything close to that happening again and the dollar's not carrying the weight and the value that they possibly could at the time that you voted for it. Is that part of the equation for you guys or no? Are we settled on now? Do you feel like the bids that you guys are seeing coming in, things are kind of getting easier to manage? How's that feel like from y'all's perspective?
Yeah. Go ahead,
go ahead. I was going to say, like the bids we have, at least for town hall, are settled and managed, you know, ready to go. We approve that as a board. So those things are, that's moving forward already. So we're happy with it.
And I'd piggyback on the mayor. The good thing about the town hall price, that's a locked in price. That $30 million is $30 million. It's actually going to be less than that.
Under budget. There you go.
Take a picture of that. But, you know, when you go finance these things, different financing mechanisms are able to allow you to do that. But that project is locked and loaded. There is no over budget on that project. Now, road projects, ultimately, you look at those projects, and really when you get a hard numbers when you bid it. And obviously, we haven't bid those projects. That was $58 million worth of projects. But we, you know, we are able to shift and move some things around and look at those. But we escalate those projects over time so that hopefully we have a better idea. But if it's 2 or 3 years from now, who knows what that price would be?
Nobody knows. That's the guess.
That's right.
That's what everybody's trying to figure out.
That's right.
All right. We got a minute before break. Can y'all stick around for another segment? Is that okay?
Sure.
All right. So I'm curious if you could have any, because I've heard you say, Mayor, Huntersville's open for business.
Yes,
is that
it is.
Still, am I allowed to still say that?
Absolutely.
Are we still allowed to say that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Huntersville's open for business. If you could attract a particular sector or maybe a business, like I've wanted Trader Joe's to come up here to the north side of the lake for a long time, what sector of business has you excited, do you think, for the future?
Yeah, well, you know, like I've wanted Trader Joe's too. and anyone who asks, I'm like, if you do that for me, like, you know, we're in business, let's do some talking. But, you know, I'm always thinking about the downtown and thinking about, like, what I want to have there. And, you know, like an Optimus Hall type thing for downtown would be, mm-hmm. like, my dream, if someone could bring us something amazing like that. But, you know, also places where people can work too. You know, like we're about to do a grand opening for SEG Systems and it's 100 jobs in Huntersville and we're very excited about that. And so any places that want to come and bring jobs too, like let's talk.
It's all about jobs, wages and spending. That's mm-hmm. the whole equation, the whole enchilada.
Yep.
There's another word of the day we had for the whole thing, but I can't remember what that is. I don't want to use today's word of the day. Talking
Magilla.
With Magilla.
Oh, talk, yeah.
Mayor Clark, Anthony Roberts, coming back.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good Morning LKN. 7:47. Happy Eclipse Day. Now, you've got to wear the proper gear.
That's right.
Who said that? Just kidding. I'm not going to do that again, dude. That's what I did this morning. Do you have solar eclipse classes, Mayor?
I don't have any.
You work at Huntersville Elementary School still?
Yeah, I do.
Do the kids, do you need a pair?
They can share.
They got to do one at a time, though. Don't let
them.
So,
you know that the eclipse is happening during dismissal at an elementary school today.
Oh.
So, you have like 300 more of these.
I bet if I went on Amazon, you're probably getting delivered before time today, you know, if you really wanted to. Those are from Amazon. I can't speak for the quality of them or not. Well. Just so for you and working at the Huntersville Elementary and all that, how's that going with kind of the balancing life right now, being mayor?
My life is very busy, I will say. But I have really supportive bosses at my school, and they, you know, I pop out to do things like this, and I'll see you later at a lunch, and you know, so it's really good. But I do stay pretty busy, and I'm pretty tired. I'm not gonna lie.
What are the schools like? Because you would know then, right? Because you're. What are the schools like in Huntersville right now? How do some of like what you're seeing play into kind of some of your vision for the future for schools?
Sure. I mean, every day when I walk in, our registrar who does all the enrolling says, "Don't build any more houses. We can't have any more kids come here." And I'm like, "Well, I have sad news for you."
like, Huntersville's open for business.
Yeah, Huntersville is open for business. People are building houses and apartments everywhere. We actually, and Huntersville actually has the lowest percentage of apartments of the three towns. anyway. So, you know, we're actually behind on that as well. But that's what I'm seeing the most is people are moving to Huntersville, and the schools are overcrowded for sure. But, you know, that's a CMS and a state issue. So I carry that message to my friends in those places.
When you guys talk with businesses or residents of Huntersville, does it sound more like people are moving here from out of state, or is it like even around locally and then they're trying because they hear the great things going on in the Lake Norman area? Any consensus on that at all?
I think both. You know, I mean, you do hear like there's, I think it's a thing that people move here from Michigan and upstate New York. You hear that a lot. But I also hear people want to move up to Huntersville because they know we have great schools up here. It's very safe. Our crime rate is really low. And so it's, you know, plus it's just like the most awesome place to live in Mecklenburg County. So, I mean, they want to live where we are.
You mentioned the fire department. That's a big part of, that was a huge conversation as part of the election and yes. Now where you guys are. So give us kind of the current setup. What's kind of the plan for the fire department? And we mentioned police department needing more and everything. I mean, all the utility, right? All of the emergency services sure. And all the municipalities need things. Let's be honest. But
yeah. So we hired 18, is that right? Full-time fire department staff, officers to be on the job. And then we just are now moving over the part-time folks to be town employees as well. And so that's a big job, but we're phasing it in because, you know, we don't want our staff to be overburdened like, sure. Bringing a bunch of folks on all at once.
Here you go, HR.
Yeah, yeah. Here's 150 people. Bring them all on board. Yeah, they would not be happy with us if we did that. And they, you know, and that was their recommendation. So we're excited about that. Our police department is actually fully staffed for the first time in a long time. And we are, yeah, knock on wood, everybody knock. And we're super excited about that. And now we're looking at like adding staff to that. And we have also have a full-time kind of social worker type person who's on to help with, you know, kind of mental health issues in the field. And I think that's going to be a huge benefit for us as well.
I do love the fact that when we drive around Huntersville or Cornelius or any of the municipalities in Lake Norman, you do see your emergency services also patrolling mm-hmm. and there and mm-hmm. in the community. I think that's a good thing. For like 18 firefighters, and I'm not asking for like the actual stat because I'm sure there is some type of formula related to the number of people and all that. Does 18 seem like enough to last for another 10 years or are we short already? We need to be thinking about the next phase.
I wish I could say I hope.
Yeah.
But that would be a lie. Unfortunately, you know, it's not like the old days where you had volunteer firemen and they just show up and, you know, I'm not going to worry about my wife and kids and Christmas and all the holidays. We're just going to go fight fires. You've got other things to do. So Huntersville was we've been able to luckily be able to put that off all this time. There are no towns out there, you know, of our size, I think it's top 35 in population in North Carolina, that didn't already have full-time firemen are already moving in that direction. So we were able to hold off, which is a benefit. I mean, it's a cost savings, but it just got to a point in time where we just could not get men and women to show up on a part-time basis. You know, they're paid part-time, but to show up and sit in the seats, that's not a good thing. That's not what you expect in a town like Huntersville, growing town and the quality of life. You've got to have those services. So as the mayor said, we're converted, and the fire chief and our HR staff and some of the management staff was involved in that. We were actually able to get those 18 plus the chief, so 19 with the existing chief that we moved over, hired very quickly. And as the mayor said, the part-time staffers, you know, you have all these part-time paid volunteer firemen and women that we were having to transition over to because to have two different entities, you know, who works for who and all those kind of things.
Yeah.
Play out and
management nightmare.
And then you've got to bring over the assets and all that. So by the end of April of 2024, we should have those assets and all the part-time firemen and women converted over to just HFD, the Huntersville Fire Department. And we tried to make everything, they were HFD Inc. So basically we're dropping the ink. So trying to make everything, you know, transition smoothly. We were very, very successful of bringing folks on board and hiring folks from outside to come want to be Huntersville firemen and women. So it was, it went a lot smoother than anticipated. But your question was, are we going to be able to stay at 18? No. I mean, over time, 18 people, if you got to work 24/7, you can imagine, and there's multiple shifts throughout the day and night, and there are four stations. Soon to be five at some point in time. So you can do the math. You can't have one person on a truck, and one person can't work every day 365 days a year. So
We have canines with the police department. Are there still canines with fire departments every anywhere? Is that a thing still?
You may have a mascot dog here, there, and yonder, but I'm not aware of any.
Was reading Clifford recently with Noah.
Yeah, so there you go.
Fire departments usually have Dalmatians.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Okay, so Clifford is fiction.
Is it? No. that was the school teacher coming out of the mayor. So the roads and the trucks will be driving on the road. There's cars driving on the road. We talked about transportation a little bit. You guys got a lot of orange cones. But it's kind of one of those things that we've been all talking about wanting orange cones for a long time. You guys are actually getting it. Are you guys like kind of prepping the other municipalities? Hey, just let you know this is what it's like right now. You're all about to deal with it. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, and I think, I meet with Mayor Washam and Mayor Knox fairly often. And so, you know, Mayor Knox, he'll say, well, I don't have that many roads I have to deal with. It's all on you guys. And so, and Mayor Washam, I think, is a little bit envious. But they, you know, they just started a big project, you know, up the road. So.
Oh, yeah. Got a few projects going on in Cornelius right now.
Yeah, he's pretty excited about. They have a few right on deck that are about to come up, and he's pretty excited about it too. So, yes, you will have to plan ahead when you drive through Huntersville, Cornelius, and Davidson right now. Like, add an extra 15 minutes to your schedule because we're making the roads better for you, but it's going to take time.
It's extra 15 minutes around here. People like get violent over 15 minutes.
They do. You know,
it's the end of the world around here.
They do.
So for then the future of transportation, can we ever get to a point where there's no orange cones? Do you ever think, just like the 18 firefighters, can we ever get to that point?
Gosh, no. I mean, as fast as Huntersville and Cornelius and even Davidson are growing, the roads have to grow, you know, behind that as well. You know, that's how we do it in the state, is the roads follow. But the roads will have to follow, and I don't think we'll ever get caught up. You know, it's there's always going to be an improvement somewhere for safety purposes. You know, even that is like, you know, making sure that the roads are safe as they can be will lead to the orange cones.
Oh, yeah. I like orange cones, though. More jobs. That's what I like. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep people working. That's it. Yeah. All right, let's have fun for the last couple minutes here. We got about 3 minutes left. Favorite place to eat in Huntersville, Mayor? Go ahead. You can pick a bit. Single business. You got to pick a single one.
Oh,
it's
no.
Okay.
That is not okay.
Bar. I'll make it easy for you. Bar Tacos grand opening is this Thursday.
Yeah. Yes, and yes, yeah, we will be there for that for sure.
All right.
Yeah. Gosh, that's really, really
all right. Favorite
hard.
Type of food. Let's not even make it about a place.
Well, I'm the worst person with that because I like all foods, but
classic politician.
I know, but I do. I just for real. So my husband will say Asian food 100%. So he loves Osaka and Ease, and I would say like Midwood Smokehouse is probably at the top of my, that's
a good one.
And
too.
I've been to Bar Taco, and I just had the guacamole there. It was really good. So I'm looking forward to try things there. But I like all foods really. I'm like I'm just
okay. Yeah. Mr. Town Manager,
I've got a ditto, the mayor. I mean. You lay it on this table, I eat it. So, I have so many that I visit. If it's just me, I'm more of a steak seafood guy. I mean, obviously, I don't get to eat that at lunch.
Sure.
Probably wouldn't be able to fit in this chair. But, you know, I casually visit the establishments very close to town hall.
Yeah.
Because, as you know, we get a little busy. And
shout out to Slice House right across the street. Yeah, you know, hey.
I call him Giovanni and Slice House. Yeah. I visit that place quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Neighborhood cafe, wherever I can walk and, you know, get there in 2 seconds. Those tend to get a little more of my business.
Yeah. Speaking of walkability, Huntersville's got a lot of trails and things like that. Are we seeing more people using them? Are we getting feedback? People are loving them. Yes. They love the trails, all that.
The parks and rec survey was just completed. And of course, the top thing people want is more greenways. So it's been that way for a long time, and it stayed right at the top. So we're building them.
It's not a bad thing for people to be able to walk. That's a way to keep trees.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Well, I have a dream. So I always say people dream big when you come to Huntersville. So I'm dreaming big. My dream is to be the mayor that rides my bike from my house and over off Gilead Road all the way to Town Hall. Like, that's what I want to be able to do.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. That'd be very cool.
So
I'm terrible at riding a bike, though. That's my only problem, Mayor. I look very awkward when I ride a bike. My calves start hurting very quickly. It's a whole thing.
Well, I want one of those ones that's like the tri that has like three wheels and has the big basket.
Because
I have to carry a bunch of stuff.
Had to go electric bikes that might be the ticket for you.
Electric bikes, I think I could do. That one just might be, or a scooter, maybe like a
electric scooter.
Little electric scooter around.
That'd be fun to see, though. That'd be, everybody would just love to see the mayor riding their bike.
Yeah,
it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Groundbreaking on Town Hall. It's this week, right?
Yeah.
You're actually going to put shovels in the ground this week.
Yes, and possibly you might see the mayor driving a bulldozer, too.
Oh! Now that sounds actually pretty fun. Yeah. You approve that, too?
Well, I'm going to stand off to the side. Yeah, for sure. I haven't seen her operate them yet, so I may stand to the side a little bit.
Thank you both for coming in so much. We appreciate you. Huntersville Mayor Christy Clark, Town Manager Anthony Roberts, groundbreaking of the new Huntersville Town Hall this week.
That's Morning Pep Talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie, now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:06. Happy Monday to you. Happy solar eclipse day as well.
Big day.
You
know, if you back from spring break, solar eclipse, and then Mayor Clark let us know that it's happening right when school gets out today. So that's going to be a good time.
Who said that?
Those teachers are excited. Bunch of kids
running around,
staring at the sun.
my aunt is a one of my aunts is a teacher in Ohio, and they canceled school today because they're concerned that like the kids will be staring at the sun. Genuinely, like, and there's a couple other states I think that did the same thing too.
Some of those places that are in the path of totality is what they call it.
The path of totality.
Where it gets all the way dark.
Bum, bum, bum.
Cancel school. And then they're talking about like traffic and all the people coming in trying to see the eclipse.
My neighbors are going to Kentucky today.
I know.
Just the day.
Kentucky for the day?
To go see the eclipse.
Yeah. I don't know.
To be in the path of totality.
And people say once you do it, you're hooked and you're going to do it all the time. But
do what all the time?
Like
see eclipses?
The total eclipse.
What do you mean you're hooked though? Like it's not going to happen again
there's
for like 59
that, no, there's
years.
There's people that are eclipse chasers.
Yeah, it happens. I just don't think it happens over America the way it's happening right now. Eclipses happen.
There are people who have
same
seen
sun.
7, 8, 10 eclipses. They're eclipse chasers. So they'll see wherever they are in
like
the world.
Like storm chasing?
Yeah, but they go to wherever the total eclipse is, and they'll go see it.
That's a thing.
She's not lying. Yeah,
this no, is I'm not a lying. Thing. No, yeah. It's on like, my timeline.
There are products and services dedicated to. It begins with the H. I forget what they're called. People who like chase eclipses.
Yeah, I can't remember what they're called either. But
it needs to be a movie.
There's Facebook pages I've been coming across. There's this one place in Maine, this really small town in Maine that is making it their whole personality.
This one eclipse?
This eclipse, a festival that started on Friday, huge festival they're doing all through the weekend.
I wonder how the turnout was. Probably need the revenue.
We should call them.
Ask how to go. Go. I'd chase some things, like a surf and turf burger.
Oh, man, you have fun with that.
What about a chicken cheese? See, this is where we left off, about 45 minutes ago,
I think? It's food.
Umbrophile. Umbrophile.
That's what it's called. Starts with an H, though.
No, it is a U, actually. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Is that German?
Nope, it's in English. Umbrophile. A person who chases eclipses is known as an umbrophile, meaning shadow German. Lover.
Shadow lover. Okay.
Groundhog fits in there, too.
Yeah, Punxsutawney's the mascot.
Yeah.
You know, Punxsutawney Phil had a baby.
I thought he died.
No. He had a child.
He did?
He?
Or like he fought, like he...
No, they have children.
Oh, okay.
Him and his significant other.
Congrats
happened
to them.
A couple weeks ago, yeah.
Congrats to
them.
Yeah,
meant to Mazel shout time. That out.
Yeah, for sure.
You
that's
go
exciting.
See him. I think they're in the library up there in Boston somewhere.
We keep animals in the library now?
They do.
Is that?
Punxsutawney Phil.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know he lived in a lot. He must be a smart.
I know.
Smart yeah, groundhog.
He's got study all. Study all year long.
All day. Gosh. It's more than I do.
I mean, he does speak English because he tells us about the.
Gives hand
shadow.
Signals.
Yeah,
at least.
He's
is
the
it
only...
hand signals or does he say it?
Who knows?
He's an umbrophile as well. Little known fact.
Because he loves.
He loves
his,
the
he's
shadow.
A shadow chaser.
He likes those shadows.
He's a shadow lover.
Shadow. Some might say that about. That. Some might say that about me.
Did you see the Krispy Kreme?
The eclipse?
Doing?
The eclipse donut that they're doing?
I definitely saw it.
Right. I was wondering what your feelings would be on that, just because I know your feelings with...
No, it's a love-hate. It's a love-hate, because I absolutely love Oreos. I hate
and
the
you
fa-
love innovation.
I love innovation. Hate the fact that that throne was stolen from me.
Right.
Can you, the Krispy Kreme. You can't get over it.
Not even an eclipse can bring you together.
As you eat.
Unifier.
Yeah, if I got you one of these, you would eat it. Would you just be angry the whole time, right? Or would you just refuse to eat it?
I'd probably eat it.
Mm-hmm.
But only just out of, like, the satisfaction of, yeah, this should be mine.
Mm, okay.
Like, that's pretty much it. Now, as far as surf and turf burgers from McDonald's go, though, is this a way to save, you know...
What are they saving?
The world.
The world. This saves the world?
Surf and turf burger, chicken cheeseburger, sweet chili junior chicken from
McDonald's.
There's
no way I would ever eat a surf and turf burger. No way.
Okay, so if it was just plated and you didn't know it was from McDonald's.
Yes, and for the people who are listening to the radio, the surf and turf burger looks like a double cheeseburger and then a filet of fish patty on it. So then it has like the pickles, the ketchup,
But it's the cleanest bun you've ever seen.
Well, it is not going to look like that in person. I can tell you that for sure.
The moisture is going to take over.
Oh, that is
going
to be just a mess when you try to eat it.
No, that's North Carolina halibut right there. Is what they're using. Yeah, that's what's on that burger. That is fresh cod from the lake.
From the lake, yes. I would believe it would be from the lake, yeah.
To ignore the little bit of green color on it.
Oh, my gosh. There is no way. And then the chicken cheeseburger, I could be persuaded to eat that. I still would not enjoy the onions on the burger mixing with the chicken. See, everything's just about textures for me, really. The foods that I don't like, it's the texture I don't like.
So you asked me if I would eat the Krispy Kreme. So the picture here, we see the Krispy Kreme. It's got the normal glaze, but they do have the solar eclipse themed donut, which is, it looks like glaze covered in chocolate with also an Oreo.
Yeah.
Kind of in the middle, right? As if it's blocking out the sun, like right. A solar eclipse. Would you eat that or would you still just go for the glaze?
I'm a donut purist. I just like a glazed donut.
So if this, you wouldn't try this donut?
No, I wouldn't eat that.
Is it has nothing to do with your hatred for Krispy Kreme?
I have no issues with Krispy Kreme other than your issues.
Right.
That's it, though. No. So... my issue with Krispy Kreme is that there's not one anywhere close, so I'm definitely not getting that today. Although, I am going down to Charlotte today, and there's one in Southend with the donut vending machine. So if they do have one of these in the vending machine, it's only 2 blocks from the office in Southend. Mm-hmm. So...
speaking of the vending machine, so would you like fries with that is a question I asked myself over the weekend because, you know, in California, we talked about last week how they raised the minimum wage. And I don't know if it was like minimum wage or was it just for fast food workers? A lot of posts said fast food workers, but I don't know the intricacies of the rule. Mm-hmm. $20 an hour. And then all of a sudden this video pops up on my timeline. And I knew that this existed in the past. And I said, hey, this is what happens. This is what happens. It's basically a robot ran... quick service QSR. Yeah. It's a fast food place. Basically, robots' arms drop the fries in, make all the stuff.
Oh.
And it's an AI kiosk. Mm-hmm. And you check out without talking to one person.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. So when I saw this video, I only saw the kiosk. I didn't realize it was robots doing everything. Dropping the fries, I guess. Are they making the burgers too?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Huh. This is the future right here.
But this is just a fast food restaurant. This isn't like one of the big chains that's doing this testing this.
You know, I don't know if it's a it says a fast food restaurant. It doesn't give an actual name brand here on the image.
I don't know.
That McDonald's had been testing this for a while though, like that for years. They've been working on this for years.
Well, the Bojangles, there's a, you know, my issue with Bojangles on 28, I just pretend like it doesn't exist, but
cuz they don't have chicken.
Yeah, cuz they don't have chicken. But I went to another one in Charlotte, and it was an AI drive-through. So, you know,
no people interaction.
No people interaction at the drive-through. There's a voice, but it's not a human voice. It's a robot voice.
Hello, Mamie.
They don't know my name.
Oh.
It's not that intense.
Hello.
Yeah. Just that kind of robot voice. What would you like to order? And the first time I went, you know how sometimes they'll start with that? You know, would you be using your mobile app? Yeah, and so that's what I thought it was, and then I just sit there.
That's my favorite. Oh, they were being genuine this time.
Yeah, and so I'm just sitting there. They're like, hello, would you like to order? And I was like, oh, that's the robot starting, and I'll just sit here till the real person comes on. And then it just played again 2 more times before I finally said I want some chicken.
It's a fun little game I like to play when I'll go to a fast food place every once in a while because hello, would you like to redeem your points from your McDonald's Hey, we're going to take your order. Can I take your order?
I was waiting on that one. It never came.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 818.
We did it again. We just start chatting, forget we're supposed
been
to.
Been hit by the break a couple of times today.
Yeah, I know.
Some have been intentional, though, because, you know, I can see these numbers and when the colors start flashing.
It's really hard for me to take that little turn to my right.
And thankfully, Bill in our ear, too.
Thank you, Bill.
Our ear throughout the morning. 5 seconds!
I really appreciate Bill.
Is that how we'll do for the eclipse as well? Can we do that? Like, can we count down the eclipse? Are you allowed to?
You're allowed.
Is it like a countdown?
No.
Right? I mean, it has to be, though. Like, 5, 4, 3, total blackout.
It's not going to total blackout here, though.
Not here, though.
It's going to get a little dark.
Same sun, different angle.
Mm. Same angle, just less of it. Just less sun.
I don't know. Let's ask an expert. RideICATS.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise in the HOV lane with Jeff. Jeff, have people started filling out their parking spots on 77 for the eclipse yet?
There's a couple of slowdowns where they might be thinking about it. I hope not. I hope that people will have enough sense to not cause any accidents this afternoon. But right now, there's no accidents to report. There are several slowdowns. 77 southbound from Statesville. When you get to about mile marker 26 before Huntersville, there's some slowdowns there all the way to 485. And then when you're going into the city of Charlotte, 77 southbound, just past Brookshire Freeway, we have some slowdowns there. 77 northbound from 485 up. There's a heavy congestion. A lot of slowing down here. Coming up on exit 23, it's heavy and slowing down all the way up to Cornelius. Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues on the secondary roads. So hope everybody has a happy solar eclipse day and be safe out there.
Jeff, are you going to check out the eclipse? Did you get some glasses?
I didn't. I'm going to be doing some yard work, but I'm not going to be looking directly up at it. So
yeah, don't. They say don't. They say don't look at the sun, Jeff. You're not supposed to.
I know. So my parents educated me enough to know not to do that.
Okay. That's why you're so good, Jeff.
Jeff, we appreciate you. RideICATS.com, alternative transportation. Drive safe, Jeff. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. I mean, hopefully we talk to Jeff tomorrow, unless like the sun just implodes. Like, that's really, what if that's the whole ploy here?
Oh.
The sun just gives way. I'm tired of this. I'm out. Going supernova.
Been around for billions of years, and
today's
my day. I'm done. I quit.
Did you know that Sacha Baron Cohen and Isla Fisher were married?
I did know that.
Did you know they're getting divorced?
I did not know they were getting divorced. Mm. That's sad.
Didn't know they were married, but I did know they were getting
You
divorced.
Didn't know they were married?
No, but I saw they were getting divorced.
Well, now that's you sad. Know. That's the end of that conversation.
Mm, yeah.
They don't think Sasha too bothered by it.
You know, Sacha Baron Cohen was pretty funny. I mean, like, people can say what they want about the... What was the movie?
Bruno.
No, Bruno?
No, yeah. Not Bruno. What's the other
there's
one?
There's Bruno. There's
Borat. Oh, yeah.
Borat.
That Borat.
Borat was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
That movie was funny.
My nephews love that movie. Hilarious.
I say about the sun exploding, and again, I'm not trying to cause issues. I'm not trying to incite a run on anything like gas or anything like that. But one of my timeline yesterday did also have this. Lebanon, the country,
mm-hmm.
It did have like widespread GPS and 4G shutdown over the weekend. I don't know if you did you see this? Like
no.
Literally like internet gone.
No, our timelines are so different.
How is that possible?
I can't explain to
We're
you
in the
how
same
different.
geographic territory.
I'm telling you. Now, if I go on Twitter, X, Twitter, it's the same as yours. I just don't get on that platform that often.
It moves very quickly on Twitter. Things move very fast there.
You've shared enough with me that it thinks that I think the same way you do. And so, yes, I do get a lot of the same articles on Twitter. So I mostly stay off of it.
That was one of the headlines of the week. And another one I saw here, Mexico cuts ties with Ecuador. Did you see this, by the way?
I did not.
You didn't see this? Okay, so I guess like some level of special forces from Ecuador break into like a compound in Mexico where the old vice president of Ecuador was hiding out for like political asylum. And they go in there and they snatch him. And then Mexico now announces, hey, Ecuador, we're no longer friends.
Well, I probably wouldn't be friends with somebody if they broke into my house and took something either.
Okay.
Okay. How about you?
That's a fair, okay, if you go as simplistic as that, if like we're just talking about, yeah, okay, yeah, you guys came into our house and stole something, yeah. Sure.
No, I don't want to be friends.
Here's Mossberg, meet him, you know? Is that, it doesn't, I mean, could they really have broken in though without Mexico knowing they were coming in though? Let's be honest about that.
I don't know.
There's some video out there and it's like literally the dude's just like hop a wall and then they go get this guy and then they come out.
Maybe it was that easy. They just did it at night. Everybody was sleeping.
Oh, this whole situation seems fishy. It almost seems like a surf and turf burger from McDonald's.
From McDonald's, which you're 100% getting today for lunch.
Smells like it.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
Are we supposed to choose, though, now? Do we have to choose sides as America between Mexico and Ecuador?
This is the first time hearing of this, so I'll have to...
You have to come back to me?
To come back to you on that
do
one.
A pros and cons list. Which one do we like more, Mexico or Ecuador?
I mean, I have zero plans to ever go to Ecuador, so I'll probably pick Mexico just because I'd like to go to Cancun. I've never been to Mexico. So, but I'd like to go to Cancun one day. So
they're also closer to us.
They Mexico. Are closer. Yeah. Share a border with us. I also have
what border?
Some, the Mexican border.
I'm sorry.
Geography.
That was a joke.
Geography of the day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we did the interstates last week. I don't know if you remember.
We did. Yeah. We're learning a little bit each week.
North to south, the numbers increased. West to east, the numbers increased.
That's right. So we're learning a little bit of something every day. Also have some employees who work out of Mexico, so I'm picking Mexico.
Okay. You are flying on a plane coming up soon, right?
Yeah,
I'm
going to New York next week.
Next week, mm-hmm. And then in May, you're going to Paris.
Yep.
And so I had a question, is sometimes, is this too much? And the seats, I don't think the seats are getting smaller.
They are getting smaller.
The seats are getting smaller.
The seats are getting smaller, yep. The seats are getting smaller. Even the space between the seats, like they're squeezing more rows in. So the space between the seats, like your leg room is basically non-existent.
Well, I think this one couple may have figured it out on how to fly a plane. Is this too much? I don't know. Because if you buy, you know, seats next to each other, are there rules on, you know, how you're supposed to sit in?
So I did look at this ahead because I'm glad I did because I would have laughed a little bit too hard. I would have been able to contain myself because I went on a flight to San Diego.
Okay.
I was on the aisle seat and I was basically sitting next to this the whole time.
So this is, we've got pictures up right now. If you're watching the WSIC News video stream, also on the WSIC app, which I haven't talked about today, which I will shortly, and also all the social platforms, you can see this wonderful couple who decided rather than sit up and be really locked into a tight quarters, we'll just lay down
and snuggle
on top of each other across the aisle.
You know what? The thing that disturbs me the most is that they don't have any shoes on. People who take their shoes off on an airplane is just...
They just want to feel something. You know?
That's what I was thinking.
I cannot.
Their shoes is kind of the strangest thing.
I cannot handle somebody takes their shoes off on the plane.
That's what gives me a level of respect for these people.
What? They took their shoes
off? They're in it to win it. Yeah, they're in it to win it. You take your shoes off somewhere, you're in it to win it.
Mm-mm.
You're committed.
No. That's not where you don't want to... Ugh, gross.
I wonder if this is like a violation of any of the... I mean, technically, if they're in mid-flight and they don't have to wear seatbelts, right? Like,
yeah, I just wonder. I mean, I'm sure the flight attendants came by a couple times and was like, hey, you guys should sit up and seatbelt signs on.
Because I guess what's too much, right? Because you know, like, okay, you're going to be, what, 10, 12 hours to Pali, and mm-hmm. Katie's going to... She's going to fall asleep, and she's probably going to do a little bit of a lean on the yep. mama's shoulder. I can imagine that
she
happening.
She gets the window seat, yeah.
She's going to be...
I'll be in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. 10 hours.
At what point is the line gone too far? Where do we start drawing lines on this kind of stuff?
I just think...
They got their clothes on.
I think of this as a public place, an airplane as a public place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you should act like you would in a public place, and that's not laying down and taking
people
shoes off.
People are going much more ratchet than the public these days. This is... If you turn on Disney Plus, this is... TV all. This is best rating.
I don't think those people are doing it right. It seems like a pretty open flight. Not a lot of chairs. I feel like they could all get their own.
Everybody could have your own row.
Everyone can lay down.
I'm telling you, if you get a row to yourself on a plane, that's better than first class.
Correct.
Every time.
Correct.
It basically is first class.
Yeah. You get the whole row to yourself, though.
Lay down.
I'm not going to lay down. I'm just going to
Sprawl.
Yeah. Yeah, Sprawl.
We had that when we went to Greece, probably when we got married over a decade ago. We went to Greece, and there was nobody on the flight there, and we laid down. Not like this. Debbie like didn't get on top of me. Like,
take your shoes off.
I do take my shoes off.
You do take your shoes off on a plane?
I mean, what the heck's the difference? What do you think? They got like something that your shoes are going to protect you from whatever's
just how
there?
How dirty the that stank. Floor is. That floor.
Okay.
They do not clean the floor.
Okay. Maybe the no socks part of them having no shoes on, I can agree with. But if you had socks on, would that make the difference?
No.
I mean, I'll show you my. You want to see my socks?
I can guess what your socks look like, unless you're wearing the ones Bill Russell got you. I'm only not imagine.
I'm not wearing the ones.
You have full shoe now, though, right?
I did. I got new shoes. Yeah. They squeak though when I walk, yeah. Which is funny. But the socks are still the same. It's new shoes.
You're
same
not
me.
Changing.
No, same me. I'm in support of this, though. By the way,
you're okay with this. If they're sitting next to you on a flight, you're like, yes, live your best life.
Pass the salt. You know,
well, I was sitting in that end seat and there was a couple. They were just laying all over each other 4 hours to California.
Did they sit up at least when the landing gear was going down?
Yeah.
Okay. That was their one time.
Yeah. Yeah. They sat up for landing and departure. And then
you could blame the crew then. Tell them to turn the buckle the seatbelt sign on.
It was not fun.
That's really what you should do. Hey, have you downloaded the WSIC app yet? You can listen to the live stream, check out the live video stream, podcast, all the shows we do, and local deals going on.
A lot
of local deals. Shout out to ISI Denver and a few of the other businesses that you're going to see when you go on there. WSIC News app, you can download iOS and Android.
More Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. 834. Happy Monday to you. Happy Solar Eclipse Day. Remember, don't stare into the sun.
Don't do it.
Have the appropriate eye gogglery.
Make sure you have your PPE.
Personal Protective Equipment. Good acronym. Good use of time. Way to get directly to the point.
Yep.
I like that. Someone who else gets directly to the point, Joe Berg, WSIC Sports Director, host of The Scoreboard, airs Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. Big sports weekend. Two main fronts. Joe, I got a stat here, particularly the Iowa-UConn game in women's NCAA. The averaged more viewers than any women's CBB game ever, every 2023 NBA Finals game, every 2023 World Series, the 2023 Orange Bowl, Big Ten, Cotton Bowl, Pac-12, Big 12, ACC, Peach Bowl, Masters Final Round in 2023, every Tennis Grand Slam Final. Every CFB regular season game. That's how popular Caitlin Clark is. Do you agree?
Yeah, it is the Caitlin Clark effect.
That's pretty good. That's pretty. Is that TM? There you go. Sorry. Go ahead, Joe.
So the ratings for that game, I've been looking at these for a day now, trying to see what this all means. And basically, women's basketball is getting the respect it deserves. It was last year when it really started to get put on the map with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese squaring off in the championship game. But even before that, when Iowa took down undefeated South Carolina at the time last year, the momentum continued. And then you had popular people. You had people on ESPN like Stephen A. Smith saying that women's basketball is what you need to be watching right now. And it just continued to drive the popularity. And I think you saw, if you watched the championship game on Sunday, you saw why it was so popular. It was a great game. Obviously, there's going to be a little bit of controversy in every game with officiating. Speaking of the UConn-Iowa game, the semifinal game. But it was a great weekend all in all for college basketball. And, you know, we'll finish it up with the men's championship tonight.
Last night, though, or yesterday, excuse me, the Iowa Hawkeyes did lose to South Carolina in the championship game. If I saw correctly with my eyes, I was not wearing my eclipse goggles during that time. I was actually had my eyes on the TV. Something that was really cool was the respect and homage that the Gamecocks coach played to Caitlin Clark, and she shouted her out, and it took really a moment when really the victory was for the Gamecocks last night, but really gave a huge shout out to Caitlin Clark. Mm-hmm. Do you think Caitlin should stay another year and just collect that NIL money, or should she go to the WNBA?
No, it's time to go to the NBA or WNBA, because if you stay too long in college, you're going to get labeled as a compiler, and people are going to wonder why you didn't go pro, and then there's all these question marks with you, and when it's time to go, you just need to go, no matter what the pay is. I mean, she's going to get way more money in endorsements than she would in if she even took that $5 million Big Three deal with Ice Cube in his league. So it's time for Caitlin to go.
Let me read you this. I just literally Googled WNBA salary. That's all I Googled.
Okay.
As things stand, the base salary, even for the number one pick in the WNBA draft, $76,000.
Yes.
Yeah.
The top player maxes out at $252,000.
Yeah.
I'm going $30 million on NIL in 1 year, and then I'm off to Fiji.
You're just done playing basketball?
Retire at the top, baby. The best that ever was.
So
the best college player there ever was.
Yeah.
So going to the WNBA, do you think her whatever they offer is going to break a record too for that?
It's going to have to.
Yeah.
I don't think it will actually.
No.
Not for a couple of years. My biggest concern right now, and this has nothing to do with Caitlin Clark. My biggest concern is that when her and Paige Beckers and Angel Reese and eventually Juju Watkins all go pro, who is going to then take the reins from college or who is then going to be watching the WNBA instead of keeping up with college basketball? Because the momentum is with college basketball right now. I'm curious to see if the ratings transfer to the WNBA next year. If they do, then the salaries for everyone are going to go up eventually, because you're going to have more viewers. You're going to get more people buying tickets. When you renegotiate a TV deal, you'll be able to get more money, and everybody gets paid more when that happens. So it's going to take a year or two to see if the viewers stick with Caitlin Clark and go to the WNBA, or if they're going to stay with women's college basketball.
We're speaking with Joe Berg, WSIC Sports Director. He's in Studio A right now. We're in Studio C. Another big story of the weekend, Hendrick Racing. They go 1-2-3. First time a team finishes 1-2-3 at Martinsville. Your take on the race, Joe?
Yeah, you know, it was a decent race. And without getting too much into the weeds on this, they need to change the cars. They need to do something about the short track package, because you heard from a lot of the drivers that, yeah, when you're by yourself, you can make up time on the guy in front of you. But once you get behind him, unless you're using your front bumper to move them out of the way, you're probably not making up too much time. So I'm still waiting for them to fix the short track package, but Martinsville always puts on an interesting race. And, you know, we had a green white checker at the end, and it was pretty tame for the most part. But like you said, having three teammates running 1-2-3, it contributed to the tameness of that restart.
Are short tracks usually heavy on the yellows and the restarts, or no? Is it short tracks usually get the quickest, like, because like the speeds and everyone's got the distance enough and not acting a fool out there?
So it's usually completely the opposite of what we saw on Sunday. Sunday, we had the longest green flag run at Martinsville since the 90s. So that just tells you right there that usually there are people spinning out. There are problems on the racetrack where you're going to get a few cautions during a short track race. And if you look at the trucks, if you look at the Xfinity race, you'll see more of that. It really, in my opinion, it always comes back to the package that they're running, the low horsepower that they're running. When you are able to mash your foot completely down on the throttle without the worry of the rear tires breaking traction, everybody's doing that, and everybody's going to be running so close in lap time that it's not really going to have much parity there.
Next week is Texas Motor Speedway, the Auto Trader Eco Park Automotive 400. What are you looking at throughout the week, Joe, as the drivers prepare for next weekend in Texas?
Yeah, Texas is another one of those tracks that you just kind of look at it and you say, where are we going after that? Texas has not been able to put on a good product pretty much since the track was built. And they tried fixing it with a repave. They made it worse. These cars do not like that track, so I'm not expecting the greatest Texas race in the world, but it is a mile and a half track, and these cars do seem to have a little bit more maneuverability on the mile and a half track. Texas is one of those places where you'll see them put the PJ1 compound down, which is something that'll just give drivers a little bit more grip in certain parts of the track. So I'm looking to see if they're going to put any PJ1 down to help out with that racetrack.
I don't know what's more violent these days, racing or hockey. Hockey, you know, they just have fist fights. Racing, you've got, several hundred horsepower vehicle behind you. I did see Marcus Smith of Speedway Motorsports and Denny Hamlin trading licks on Twitter over the weekend talking about the pavement. And Denny Hamlin was calling out North Wilkesboro, wondering if the pavement was going to be good. And Marcus Smith came back with let me know when you win a championship. Pretty good back and forth. Charlotte FC, Joe, how are we looking?
Man, the year for Charlotte FC has been up and down. You know, we started the year with the best start that we've ever had. We didn't lose for three games, which is, for Charlotte FC, that's a great start. But on Saturday, they took on New England. Unfortunately, they continue their winless streak. We have not won now since we played Columbus back in mid-March. So not a great season right now, but it's like
still early, right? It's still early.
Like you love to say, it is very early in the season. And it's not like Charlotte's getting blown out every single game. This was a 1-0 loss. Could have gone either way. Charlotte had their opportunities. They just need to put them away.
That is one thing about soccer, though, right? Like, does goals, like the points, play into beyond just wins and losses to the playoffs?
Yes, because you do get a point for a draw. And it's kind of like hockey in that sense, where you're just trying to rack up as many points as you can for your team to be as high as possible in the standings. So an outright loss is always going to hurt the most. The thing about Charlotte, though, is they continue to give up these goals at the end of half or end of game. The goal they gave up to New England, 45+3. They got to figure out how to end the half and end the game without letting one in the back of the net.
Charlotte Checkers look good, too. We don't have time to talk minor league hockey right now, but it looks like some positive going on there. Joe, back from spring break now for the kids. Anything local you're wanting to watch?
Oh, man, we got Lake Norman baseball. They are tearing it up. South Mech baseball, I know that's a little bit farther away. They're ranked top five in the state.
Joe Berg, WSIC Sports Director, The Scoreboard, Monday through Friday, 5 to 6. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:48. Happy Monday. Happy Solar Eclipse Day. If you haven't yet and you want to take WSIC with you wherever you go, regardless of what the sun and the moon are doing, WSIC News app, you can download on the iOS store. Also, Android, you can listen to the audio live stream. You can watch the video live stream directly from within the app. We also have a local business directory. So there's businesses that are giving out local deals. They're featured within the WSIC News app. And if you're into the shows but you miss any of the live streaming, well, podcasting. We podcast all the shows and they're put right there in the WSIC app so you can listen to them on the go whenever you want, wherever you are, around the entire world, 24 hours a day. Tried to make it as easy as possible for you. Burger King might have won the marketing throne back in the day. And it's one of, arguably, in my opinion, one of the strongest videos a fast food place could ever put up. So this is just another reason why I would say that Burger King is quite possibly one of the best in all of QSR, quick service restaurants.
That's one of your top ones?
The Charboro Burger is just pretty good. Bill's over here playing with it. He's getting it ready right here. He doesn't even, I don't even know if Bill knows what he's about to see right
Yeah.
now. This is about to blow his mind. Yes, sure, why not? You can put it down low. Sorry, oh, he was talking to just me.
Yeah, just you.
I was just asked if you want the audio.
Answer questions.
That's how it goes around here. All right, go ahead and back that thing up, Bill. Let's see. Let's get Bill's live take on this thing. Oh, yeah. So that's a burger. It's just sitting on a pedestal. As it begins to wilt, we examine what happens to meat. What does it do? It grows mold and fungi continuously. And so it continues to grow mold and fungus as it sits there. And the burger only gets better with time, only better with age. And what's the end caption say? The Whopper, day 34. No preservatives. The beauty of no artificial preservatives. Mm-hmm. Burger King.
But aren't those Charboro lines like painted on?
No.
Yes. They're not. They're not cooking on a grill.
They got a grill.
They got to be painting those lines on.
They don't cook with a flat chop. They charbroil.
They do.
That's what they say.
Or is that fire just for like making you think?
I'm gonna pop my head. Next time I go through the drive-thru, I'm gonna stick my head in the way. Hey, where's the charbroil?
Is that an actual grill?
Y'all got a flat top?
I just need to see that burger before it goes on there because I can guarantee it's already got the lines on
you
it.
You think they spray paint the lines?
They totally
on there?
Paint those lines on there.
Ugh. Like food coloring?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just
they
food
definitely
coloring.
Do for commercials.
Oh, yeah.
I have seen my timeline. It has a lot of insight and information. The kind of behind-the-scenes video, like when they make cheese, like Pizza Hut's a sham, right?
Yeah.
Like Pizza Hut, the pizza that they
that lit, cheese pull.
The cheese, that's actually glue.
Yeah.
They use glue.
Or milk is usually glue, too.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't actually look like that whenever you pour milk.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Isn't that, shouldn't that, is that?
False advertising?
Yeah, isn't that false advertising?
Well, usually they'll have a little disclaimer, like not actual size or, you know.
This is fake.
Not.
Shouldn't just say, this is fake.
Yeah.
Not the real product you will receive when you buy.
Well, this, I'm guessing that this ad on Burger King was a response to like McDonald's because, you know, they'll show a McDonald's fry 3 years later. It looks exactly the same.
Same exact thing.
Tastes delicious.
You just reheat it. That's all you gotta do. Just like coffee, you know, a couple days old, it ain't bad.
It's fine. It's not it's fine. Terrible. Just pop it in the microwave, it'll be fine. Throw it in the air fryer, be good.
That's it. You see the 99, we talked about Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree.
So we have Dollar Tree or Dollar General here in
Cornelius? We have Dollar Tree.
We have Dollar
Tree. Cornelius, we have Dollar Tree. If you want a Dollar General, you got to go to Mooresville, Denver.
Denver's got one too, mm-hmm. Yep. But the 99-cent store.
So that's a West Coast thing.
So that's not a here thing.
No, we don't have a 99-cent store.
We got
store
a Five Below.
We have a Five Below.
We got a new Five Below in Mooresville.
That's right.
On Highway 150, exit 36.
That place is wild.
Five Below?
You've been in Five Below lately?
Yeah. I've been to the one by, I went one where you can get shot at by North Lake Mall.
Yeah, that's the last one I went to. And they still had that Cheeto nail polish. I think I'm going to pick it up next time I'm there.
For clarity.
Hot Cheeto nail polish.
For clarity, it's a cup and a nail polish combo pack. There's
yes.
It's
like a tumbler cup like this. It's orange, though. And then inside, hot Cheeto nail polish. And I'm real curious. It's about time for me to redo my nails anyway. I'm real curious. Does it smell like hot Cheetos? Do you, right. you bite your nails?
What's
does
the
it taste like hot Cheetos?
Maybe that's a, you know, they have like the stuff you can put on your nails that stop you from biting it?
Yeah.
That's maybe
that
you get
encourage
it for someone,
biting.
Right, or not, if you get someone that hates spicy food.
Yeah, I don't like spicy food, so maybe it would help with my nail See? Biting issue.
There you go.
Yeah.
There might be. But 99 Cent Store is closing all 371 locations, laying off 14,000 employees.
Mm.
So, good thing we don't have these on the East Coast, I guess. Is that what I should
say?
So
right
I now?
Guess they should have changed it to the $1.25 store. They could already have been okay. They should take a page out of Dollar General.
No. I mean,
Dollar Tree.
I guess they. I guess that would be extensive.
And then Dollar Tree also added the 3 and 5. And then I did see an article. They're going to add a 7 and 10. Dollar section too, because they have a $3 and $5 section, and they're going to add $7 and $10.
Well, they're just going to move the stuff from the 3 and 5 to the 7 and 10,
right?
And then they'll bring in new,
cheaper
dollar stuff.
Should be a dollar. Now it's 3 and 5.
Shout out to sorry to interject real quick.
It's good to hear from you, Bill.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to hear from everyone. Just heard from Eric Howell.
Okay,
he informs us Hardee's does flame broiled.
Ooh,
he's right, though.
As well.
He's right, though.
He's right.
Parties and Carl's Jr. Let me be clear about that.
Painted lines or no?
No painted lines.
Earned lines.
You go to Hardee's, you will have a longer wait time because of how fresh it is.
Yes.
You just will.
I haven't eaten at Hardee's in 20 years.
Eric Howell.
Thank you, Eric.
Also, I do think we need to give a shout out to Wolfpack Gary.
Yes, Wolfpack Gary. I spoke with Wolfpack Gary earlier.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Is he doing okay?
Yeah, he's doing fine. He's doing fine. He's in Merle Fest mode now.
Ah,
I gotcha.
So there's always something on the horizon.
We're there.
Yeah,
we're there. Speaking of, we didn't actually get to talk to Joe about the bracket. I don't know, all this 99-cent store stuff closing, the pricing stuff. I mean, it's real, right? Mm-hmm. You got to be considerate of it. What you want to do, though, is you just want to get outside and you want to have a good time. And you know who gets out every weekend and does more things, I think, than anybody? Patrick Reynolds.
I think you're right.
Host of the Home Ad Show airs Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Buy, sell, trade. You got a birthday, you got an anniversary. But when you're out and about and you're looking for great events to do, Patrick's also the guy you call. Patrick, how was the weekend, sir?
My weekend was spectacular because I was out and about. I was incognito with my Sharpies, and I was drawing those lines on the burgers when you guys were looking.
Hey, well, we appreciate that. I like the lines. It makes me feel better.
Yeah, cooked on a grill, you betcha we do. Thank you, Sharpie, like an autograph. Just doo-doo, Zorro, and I'm gone.
The Z would be good. Live Under the Oaks at Birkdale, Friday. It was a kickoff event. How'd it go?
Fantastic. It was awesome. The chill was in the air. It did not deter keep the crowd down at all. There's a word there that I tried to put in that was fancy, and I can't think of it right now. But anyway, deter, that was it. Yes, did not deter the crowd at all. They're very good. The shadow just crept over, and it was like a nice
eclipse?
Sweatshirt. No, not that. No, because we didn't look at the sun there either, you know. The sun set, actually, so we couldn't. So don't do it today. Didn't do it Friday night, but wonderful time. Danny Carr and the Skeleton Crew, who is often down the hallway here at Statesville Studio.
Shout out to Danny. Oh, yeah,
making some music down the hallway here, and she put on an amazing show, as always. Knocked him dead. Let's Lake Norman and Charlotte area see, and last year, Simon Cowell got to see firsthand how awesome she is, and she just reminds the folks around here how great she is. So fantastic show. First of every Friday night coming up, Birkdale Village. Looking forward to the summer there.
Did you do some on Saturday night, too?
I did not. I was didn't do anything entertainment and concert-wise. However, Mooresville did have their Festival of Food Trucks, their first one of the series on Saturday night. Was not in attendance at that. But what I've heard about that was off the chain. Yeah, that was good. People, food, good times. Mooresville's food truck series, definitely something I'm going to be picking up as the year goes on.
What are the events you're watching this week, Patrick? What are some things people can do? Because, you know, they've been traveling for spring break. Now they need a little bit of home love, a little staycation action. What's on your mind this week?
I recommend everybody check out the Kane Center. They've got a lot of good stuff. They've got some music. They got John Oates. If you've been listening to the Home Ad Show, I'm playing some 80s music in between the breaks sometimes. It's good stuff. I remember John Oates, grew up with him. He's got a show there Saturday. They've got Jeff Allen, comedian, coming up John Oates is Friday, I believe. Jeff Allen is Saturday.
Yep.
And then they got a dog show coming up in a few weeks. So I would keep an eye on the Kane Center for the Arts. And coming up later on this month, the big old Tauba Walk is back in Old Town Cornelius.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Last Saturday of April. So put that on your calendar. That will be coming up on the community calendar in the coming weeks.
I can't go for that.
Okay.
Yeah, look at you. Oh, look at you jumping the hall of notes.
This one you think you know a guy.
Gosh. All right.
There it is.
Wow. Okay. All right. New level of music trivia just opened up for us on the crosstalk segment here.
Patrick, the solar eclipse is today. Do you have the appropriate eyewear for your adventure?
Yes, it's called a ceiling in my office as I'm working today. It's a Monday, so that will be my appropriate eyewear. Advice to everybody, no, do not look at it. Please don't. Want that disclaimer in there. But yeah, I might set an alarm to peek out the window and see what's going on there. But yeah, just Monday workday. I've got an empire to build. I ain't got time for no eclipse.
That's right.
I'm working.
That is off.
I'm proud capitalist here. That's right. While you guys are looking at the eclipse, I'm catching you and I'm passing you. I'm building my empire.
I like that.
I like Patrick.
I like it
too.
Energy.
I don't know. Hey, folks, you go look at your eclipse.
Host of, Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show every Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. You want to buy something, sell something, trade something. You found something, you lost something. You got a birthday or an anniversary. A lot of people, birthdays and anniversaries around here, Patrick. Do you think that's indicative of future population trends?
Yes. The birthdays and anniversaries, yes. That is the way we're trending. People are being born, yes. And those are all future Home Ad listeners and attendees to everything Kane Center, Waves Entertainment, and Brookdale Village. So, yes, I love the birthdays and anniversaries. And just, gosh, the people around here, population, the community. My first week on Home Ad was off the charts. I was like just fantastic connecting to the community. And I'm trying to figure out how to wrangle an invitation to some of these birthday parties. I haven't gotten that far yet, but yeah, need that.
Getting closer and closer. Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show, coming up next. Pat, we appreciate you, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Mames, where are you going to be for the solar eclipse?
At work.
Who said that?
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.